And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. We're going to talk Huron Tiger lower level volleyball, and we'll start off with Samantha Reek, head coach of the Huron Tiger freshman team. Had that position for several years now. They came out of the season with a record of 11-8. And Sam, I guess when you come into a season, especially with the freshmen, you probably have a bit of an idea what's coming up just through J.O. and what they did the previous year when they were still in middle school. But still, there you always have a lot of questions because you're kind of starting with a clean slate every year.
Very true. And then, of course, some of the players get taken up to the varsity. So we don't get all those players either. So it's a new group that's learning to work together as that group for that year. So.
Well, talk about this season, 11-8. Obviously, you had some saw some good things out of this group then.
We did. You know, they are able to stick together through thick and thin. You can tell that they have played together and that they've played volleyball for quite a few years. So that was pretty evident with the team. We did lose a few sets in three by two points, you know, so that was hard to do, but we did make it through the season. So
we'll talk about some of the kids now, the girls that were kind of the core of this team.
We had Maddie Huber. She's probably one of our best passers on the freshman team. She's very comfortable in the back row and really made some strides in the front row as well, so that was nice to see. Brooke Schultz was one of our outside hitters, and she played all the way around as well. She's a well-rounded player, hits well, has a nice swing to her, so look to see her in future years. Reagan Hamilton was one of our setters. Also, the hitters were very comfortable with her, so that was nice to see. And she was very comfortable with them. Good job moving the ball around and getting to where she needed to go. Lexi Gilbert, also a setter, improved throughout the season. Probably our best hustler overall, and was really able to develop and make some smart plays by the end of the season. Jada Henrich. She definitely knows the game well. You can tell her dad's a coach. She played multiple positions and was able to do that and also went in a lot for us to serve. And then we also had Libby Rounds, our middle, probably one of our only true players that should play in the middle, our only player that was taller than 5'8 as well. Also a well-rounded player, able to play the front row and the back row even with her height, so that was nice to see. Leah Pyle was our other outside hitter. Really got comfortable with the team and able to make some of those plays. She can pass and she can hit well, even though she's not so tall, but she does a good job. And so that was basically our lineup of our final seven that we ended up with the end of the season. We had a couple other players too. Dancy Dunkelberger, she got hurt about midway through the season and then was out for the rest of the season due to a knee injury. Mariah Miller was one of our other injured players. She dressed about two matches and then had some hip problems that had been ongoing, and so she also sat for them for the rest of the season. And then we also have Brooklyn Botel, who also had knee injuries, and so she wasn't able to play in live play, but she was able to practice with us in some of those other drills and fundamental drills.
Well, I say this to you every year when it comes to working with the freshman team. You know, these girls got some different things getting thrown at them that they haven't seen before. You're practicing Wednesdays. You didn't do that in middle school. You're going everywhere the varsity does. That means on road trips, you're sometimes getting on that bus as early as 1:30. And, you know, there's a lot of adjustment to make, keeping up on the homework, getting home late at night, that sort of thing.
I have to say I'm very proud of my girls for doing that, and they did a great job of staying with us, and we didn't have any major issues on any of our bus trips or anything like that, so that was good. They were ready to go definitely and very excited at the beginning of the season.
Well, let's look ahead now with this group. A number of these girls did play some sophomore, even one or two got some JV. Libby Rounds played a little bit of varsity there right at the end of the season. So the bottom line is there's some talent there. You just need to keep working.
Definitely. I would look for a lot of these players to get, you know, more playing time as the seasons go on, and we'll see them probably through JOs, and we'll see them again at the sophomore level and beyond that.
And talk a little about this group. What are some of the things you'd like to see them work on there? Because you can always get better.
Definitely get in the weight room during the off season, and also into some other sports, and make sure that they're just keeping up with staying in shape and staying well-rounded and keeping up with their academics.
And then also just keeping girls out, too. You know, you look at this year, three seniors. We've had a couple of years like that where that senior class is down, and, you know, there's just, as kids get older, there's just a lot of other things there, but stay focused on it.
Very true. And what's nice to see out of this group, too, is, like I said before, they've played before and they seem to be comfortable together. And I think that that'll be a good core group that stays together. So.
Samantha Reek, head coach of the Huron Tiger freshman volleyball team. They came out of the season with a record of 11-8. More coming up here on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.